Well, God bless you all, and it's been another wonderful, bless you, Michael, wonderful night. You know, these wonderful testimonies, these sharings. It's quite funny, actually, like Lawrence was sharing, you know, we were talking last night, actually, about faith. And with, obviously, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, that not just with the faith, but having so much to be thankful for. You know, and we were driving somewhere, actually, and as we were driving, we were just talking, and bless me about Danny and Amber, you know, believing for that cutter, you know, how they prayed together, they gave it to God, they didn't sort of fret about it, they didn't panic about it, but the greatest gift that God has given us is that we can communicate, whether it's verbally, whether it's spiritually. You know, and when you're in a relationship, and like Michael and ourselves, and you've been married a lot of years, the key to that marriage is communication as well. You know, vertically, horizontally first with God, and then vertically with your partner. So it's not good if one person, like myself, is praying for, I don't know, a villa in Spain, and then you've got Lawrence praying for a house in Bristol. You know, that's just it. It just, you know, we're going in two different directions. So the communication, so that you come together, do your own prayers first, but then come together. Well, love, this is what I'm believing for, and can you believe along with me? Do you think this is the right way for us to be going? You know, and you talk it through, and then you come to an agreement, and then you pray. And when God answers that prayer, your faith is on fire. You've actually seen the power of God go to work. So the next time you pray for something, your faith is that little bit more trusting, because you know that, well, we prayed for this, we came together, we talked about it, we gave it to God, and look what happened. So, you know, it's no surprise when we see these wonderful miracles. And don't forget, we have the nine manifestations, of which one of them is miracles. And they are available on a daily basis. It's just that we have to get to the point in our lives where we know that nothing is impossible with God. That we don't have a doubt in our hearts whatsoever, whether it comes to ministering healing, whether it comes to raising someone from the dead, whether it comes to believing for an item that you need to do your job properly, like Danny with his cutter. And I didn't even know things cost that much, you know. He's cutting a tile. He's not cutting diamonds. 600 and something pounds?
It's diamonds that are cutting the tile.
Well, yeah, yeah. But... so, you know, but again, nothing is impossible with God. And so here we are, another year on, and we're coming into Thanksgiving tomorrow. And just having that thankfulness in our hearts for what God wrought through Christ Jesus for us. You know, that he gave his only begotten son. The giving part is when we are giving... the key to the giving is being thankful. You know, if we give begrudgingly, in any aspect, I'm not talking just about finances here, in any aspect. So today, I was in work, and one of my colleagues that I work with, she's had a real tough time, and she has two young boys. And, you know, she puts two steps forward and takes three steps back. And she had a problem with her car. And she's rung a few garages, and they're asking ridiculous money. Especially because of the pandemic, a lot of them have closed. So like everything, inflation and people wanting to get their money, they put the prices up. So I looked at her and I said, maybe why don't you Google it first? You know, Google's a great thing, but just Google, put the problem in and just Google it and see what comes up. And it came up a fuse. So I said, well, there's no harm in trying a fuse, is there? You know, we never know. So anyway, she messaged me earlier and she went and bought these little fuses in Hoffords and yeah, problem solved. But she didn't want to drive her car and she needed to get this Christmas tree from Asda. She got two little boys and they were so excited. They were waiting for Mummy to get this Christmas tree and come home with it tonight so they could decorate it. And she didn't want a chance taking the car. She just wanted to finish work and then go and get the bits that she needed. So during my round today, I flew up to Asda and I got this tree for her and I brought it back. And, you know, I was so thankful to do it. I wanted to bless. I wanted to go that extra mile and do that for her. And when I came back, all the girls in work were just so shocked because I still finished early and I'd gone like half an hour out of my way to do this. But see, when we're doing the giving with thankfulness in our hearts, God will reward us. And those that do the things in secret, God rewards you openly. You know, being thankful and giving from a giving heart, you'll never go wrong. You know, you may think, well, you know, I do all the giving and I don't get anything back. But, you know, when it's your time to receive, God will bless you over and above. When we have a heart of love and thankfulness and gratitude, God honors that. You know, and it's not that we have to go about boasting about everything that we do. You know, as I said, we do it in secret because, see, God looks on the heart. He knows the purposes behind what we do something. And when he sees that tender, pure heart, all he wants to do is shower us with blessings. So on a night, on the eve of Thanksgiving, you know, we should find many things to be thankful for. Loads, you know, some people say, well, I don't really have anything to be thankful for right now. You know, I've got bills and I've got Christmas coming and, you know, I need money for this and money for that. No. If you have food in your cupboard, a roof over your head and all your family's healthy, you are healthy, wealthy and very wise. You know, God never ever judged a cheerful giver. You know, as we give in every aspect of our life, you will never go without, never. You will always have what God wants you to have. You know, there's this thing on the radio at the moment, and you hear this certain song, and you text in, and you could win £2,000 or £5,000 or £10,000, and I've entered this competition probably about 12 times. And I was telling Lawrence the other day, and he said, love, before you enter the competition, you need to sit down, you need to see yourself talking on the radio, you need to see yourself, you know, them choosing your number, you need to really visualize what you want,
them ringing you.
Well, I did that today and it still didn't happen. So I don't know if what Lawrence said is all true or not.
It's our faith, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's a worldly thing. It is a worldly thing and, you know, we always get in a position, oh, well, I never win anything. And again, our confession, you know, is so easy to say these things, you know, like, And I'm thinking, well, if I get this, I'm going to give some to Danny and Amber and some to Carl and some to Leanne. And I'd already spent it and I hadn't even won it. So, you know, God knows the heart. He really does.
That's why I steward the money.
Yeah. As we continue to do the things that God puts in our hearts to do, and I'm sure it wasn't, God didn't put it in my heart to enter the competition. I know that. That was me and my five senses. But, you know, as we continue to do what God shows us and leads us and guides us with thanksgiving in our hearts, every day should be a Thanksgiving day. You know, I know the Americans have a lot to be thankful for tomorrow, but every day, you know, we don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving here. But you know, we can have a Thanksgiving Day every day. Not that I want everybody to be, you know, tied down to the kitchen sink, doing all their potatoes and their veg and doing all the preparation, because it is hard work. But that we can be thankful for what God did for us as individuals, and that we have a life that's eternal. Because, you know, life is very fragile, and we're here today and gone tomorrow. So, you know, making the most of each day, living to the fullest, being thankful to God, and that we can really, you know, be a blessing to each person around us and to here on the Zoom fellowships or any fellowships that we hook up to. That we are the head and not the tail. You know, that we can crush that adversary beneath our feet as we step out. Because we are strong, guys. We are powerful. We've got God in Christ in us. And always remember that nothing is impossible with him. So bless your heart.